Painful Poison, a horrible science book by Nick Arnold, illustrated by Tony DeSalles, read by Vienna Vance. He's dying to tell you about it. Introduction. Beware, I'm worried that this horrible book could be too scary for you. Huh? No way. But this book's about poison, and lots of people think poison is a scary subject, especially if they drink poison by mistake. Now that would be dead scary, and dead interesting. Okay, but I have to warn you that this book is more scary than a chemistry class and more terrifying than a terrible test. In fact, when we tried to measure how frightening this book was, the machine blew up. Funny, scary, terrifying, blam! So it's sure to send shivers down your spine. Won't that put you off? I like scary books. Yes, but this book is about the 6 secrets of killer chemicals and the painful effects of drinking them, and tells you which poisons turn people pink or blue or yellow, and all about poisonous plants, snakes, spiders, and other cruel creatures. And then there's the seriously sickening stuff like how to turn your sister to a mummy while she's still alive. Now you're talking. Can I try it on my brother? But I really shouldn't be telling you all this. Maybe I should take this book away? Give us back our book. Oh well, read on if you think you're brave enough. But don't have nightmares. Killer chemicals. Let's start with a seriously scary fact. The whole world is oozing and dripping and squelching with poisons. There are poisonous gases, gasp, and poisonous plants, gag, and poisonous animals. Tremble, Mr. Stinks, the chemistry teacher. But what is a poison? Well, read on. You're about to find out. So what is a poison? A poison is a substance that upsets the chemical workings of your body. To show you what I mean, let's turn Mr. Stinks into a giant test tube and check out what's going on inside him. Like any other human body, Mr. Stink's test tube body is fizzing with billions of chemical changes, or reactions, as scientists call them. And don't forget your science homework. Mr. Stinks, waste chemicals and gases come out here. Fizz, food chemicals go in here. Rumble, interesting chemistry going on in here. But poisons mess up these crucial chemical changes. You can imagine a chemical reaction as kids playing a playground game. It might look like chaos, but the game has rules and everyone has a part to play. A poison is like a gang of bullies rampaging through the playground. The bullies chase away the other kids and take over the game and play it to rules that they make up themselves. In other words, pesky poisons ruin reactions. So why is a poison deadly? Without chemical reactions, the poor old body can't stay alive. Let's just take another peek at Mr. Stinks. He needs chemical reactions every time. His brain sends signals to his muscles. His muscles move when and where he wants them to. His guts digest his food. His body makes energy using sugar from his food and oxygen from the air. The body needs energy to stay alive and power more chemical reactions. But if these chemical reactions get messed up by a poison, they may not happen. And Mr. Stink's body may not work properly. It might even die. The lethal lowdown on types of poison. Now, as I said, the world's full of poisons. Here are some of the main types. Poisonous gases such as carbon monoxide and chlorine, pages 47 and 52 will leave you breathless. Poisonous metals such as lead and mercury, you can dig them up on pages 61 and 65, but don't take a shine to them. Poisonous substances called metalloids, these include arsenic and antimony. They're on pages 72 and 69, but don't forget your sick bag. Poisons made by plants such as deadly nightshade, you can gasp at the gruesome greens in your garden on page 81. Poisons made by bugs and animals, including the black widow spider and the green mamba snake. Page 94 will have you howling with horror. Acids like nitric acid, see below, and alkaline chemicals, such as drain cleaner. These are so strong they can actually dissolve you. Page 128 is fizzing with facts. Of course, some poisons have even more horrible effects than others. Horrible family warning. Do not read this next bit aloud at family mealtimes. Failure to obey this warning will result in your supper being fed to the cat. Poo blah blah sick. But I'm not feeling too hungry. Phosphorus, page 68, makes poo and sick glow in the dark. Nitric acid causes white, frothy snot, burning pain, and other effects too revolting for a respectable book like this. Victorian doctors used watered-down nitric acid as an anti-itching lotion, what I call a loopy lotion notion. Sodium nitrate stops the blood from taking up oxygen. Oxygen gives the blood its cheerful red color, and without it, the body turns bright blue. But before we go any further, there are some people you must meet. You might have seen them on the cover of this book. They're our very own poison experts, Count Orlando Vomito and his assistant, Donna Venoma. Beware, some information about poison is hard to swallow, and you need guts to take it in. So what's your favorite poison, Count? I don't have a favorite. There are many different kinds, and I love them all. I bet you never knew. The world's most deadly poison is made by a germ that lives in soil. Botulin is so fatal that just one teaspoonful could kill 1.2 billion people. The word comes from the Latin for sausage, so you'd better bottle out of biting a botulin banger. But don't be scared to scoff a sausage. Botulin poison is extremely rare because modern food factories are kept so clean. A surprising and scary fact about poisons. Don't panic. Are you sitting calmly? Good. I don't want to worry you, but you probably eat and drink poisons regularly. In fact, I'm sure you had some today. I said, don't panic. Your lunch didn't kill you, did it? These chemicals are only poisonous if you have too much of them at once. School dinner. Revolting, but not poisonous. 1. Milk. 2. Salt. 3. Gravy. 1. Water is a poison. If you drink too much of it, you upset the chemistry of your nerve signals. You feel confused and tired and can't stay awake. Death can follow. But don't worry. Feeling like this on a Monday morning has nothing to do with the glass of water you drank on Sunday night. Water is only poisonous if you slurp huge amounts in a few hours. I hope you're not plotting one of your day-off school scams. 2. Salt contains not one, but 2 poisons, sodium and chlorine. The poisons are bound together in the salt like 2 tied-up bullies. We're a bit tied up at the moment, and it's a real bind. But if you ate too much salt, and we're talking about quite a few tablespoonfuls, it could upset the working of your nerves with fatal results. Sugar is a poison. It draws water from your body bits into your blood. And when your poor old body tries to get rid of the sugar by weaning, it dries out even more. Sugar can dry out a microbe and shrivel its slimy little body. But don't panic. Since you're a lot bigger than a microbe, you need to scoff loads of sickly sugary sweets before you suffer this fate. To find out how much sugar is poisonous, let's spoil a teacher's day armed with only with a sticky bun and a sickly smile. Teacher's Tea Break Teaser. You will need a sticky bun, a sickly smile. Knock politely on the staff room door. Smile sweetly and offer your teacher the sticky bun. Make sure you haven't taken a bite out of it first. When your teacher bites the bun, you say, "That bun contains poison." Take a few moments to enjoy the sight of your teacher turning green and clutching her throat, and then explain that the bun contains sugar, which can poison you. And if you're feeling kind, you can go on to explain that you need to eat an awful lot of sugar before it kills you. I mean, your teacher would have to scoff about 100 sticky buns before they suffered the full fatal effects. And no, you can't add 200 tablespoonfuls of sugar to your teacher's tea, or any other substance, including salt or anti-constipation pills. And if you do, you'll probably get extra science homework for life. In prison. Horrible health warning. Never try poisons or give them to anyone else. Ever. Poisons can kill people, and people who mess with poisons are dead stupid, and sometimes end up stupidly dead. How not to get poisoned. Poisons are only deadly if they get into your body, and that means you're safe as long as you don't. Eat or drink a poison. Inject it into your blood. Breathe or sniff it in. Touch it. Some poisons can soak through the skin. Bet you never knew. In Denmark in 2000, a gang of girls sneaked into a toilet to sniff butane gas. These girls have the brain power of an absent-minded woodlouse. Butane is a poisonous gas used for cooking, so it burns easily. Guess what happened when one of the girls lit a cigarette? Kaboom! Well, what do you expect? Smoking is bad for you. And the girls were smoking nonstop after they caught fire. As I said, taking poison is stupid, and those girls were playing with fire. But no matter how sensible you are, accidents can happen. And if they do, I bet you'll be glad you read this next bit about what to do if someone gets poisoned. But before you start, I'd like to say a big thank you to our guests, New York Private Eye M.I. Gutsajay and his faithful dog, Watson. M.I. Gutsajay has agreed to act the part of a poisoned person. Don't worry, Watson, he's just pretending. Woof, hi! If the person isn't awake, 1. Can you see what they've taken? Look for poison bottles, half-eaten food, etc. Are there any stains on their skin or clothes? 2. Dial 999 fast and tell the experts what's happening. Take their advice. 3. Check the person's mouth for bits of food or false teeth or anything that might make them choke. Yuck. Hey, I ain't got no false teeth. Eh? 4. Put them in the recovery position, like this. 5. Make sure they're warm and comfortable. Okay, Mr. Gutsash, you can get up now. Mr. Gutsash? Looks like we made him a bit too warm and comfortable. If the person is awake, 1. Ask them what they've taken and how much. 2. Dial 999 fast and tell the experts what's happening. Take their advice. 3. The poisoned person should see a doctor as soon as possible. Nurse, get the stomach pump. Yikes! The doctor treating Gutsash is our medical expert for this book, Dr. Grimgrave. Just don't try to make Dr. G laugh. He hasn't got a sense of humor. Doctors often give poisoned patients a substance called activated charcoal to soak up poisons in the stomach, but Dr. G is using a stomach pump to suck up poisoned sick. Don't try this at home, and definitely not at mealtimes. X-ray view of tubes. Tube takes water to Gutsatch's stomach. Second tube linked to pump, sucks up sick for testing. This will make your guts ache, Mr. Gutsatch. Big pump, big tubes, big tummy, big pants. Having your stomach pumped out sounds like a painful experience, but I promise you it's nothing compared to being poisoned. And I know what that's like because I've been peeping at the next chapter. You'll need real guts to read on. Painful poison pangs. Ouch! Irk! Count Vomito is keen to show us the effects of some of his rather large collection of poisons. And that's handy because this chapter is all about what poisons do to the body. All we need is a volunteer to test them on. Hey, why is everyone looking at me? And now it's time for some sickeningly scary secrets about how poisons work. How do different types of poison work? Warning, scientific words coming up. You'd best close your eyes if you don't want to get blinded by science. Sorry, readers, in order to answer this question, we need to check out a few scientific words. Mind you, with word power like this, you can sound off like a brainy boffin. The protein molecules and enzymes in my cells contain millions of atoms. You're too brainy for this school, Simpkins. Nearly all the science words you need to make sense of this book. Atoms, tiny blobs of matter that make up everything, including you. Molecule, a group of atoms that join up to make up a chemical. It's a bit like you hanging out with your mates at school. Protein, a type of molecule found in living things. Enzyme, a type of protein that speeds up chemical reactions in the body. Without them, the body's chemical reactions would be too slow to keep you alive. Cells, your body is made up of billions of microscopic cells. The molecule mob, I'm an atom, and this is my gang. And here's how poisons work. 1. Some poisons, such as cyanide, see page 92, block key enzymes so the body dies. 2. Nerve poisons mess up nerve messages from your brain to your muscles, so vital orders such as keep breathing don't get through. Evil examples include nerve gas, page 54. 3. Some poisons dissolve body bits. These poisons are either acylic sulfuric acid, found in car batteries, or alkaline such as oven cleaners, see page 129. 4. And then there's irritant poisons. These poisons are irritating like a little brother, only much more so. Irritating brothers make you feel sore, and drinking irritant poison can make your gut sore and your stomach vomit. One especially irritating poison is arsenic. See page 72 for the painful particulars. 5. Narcotic poisons such as morphine knock the victim out, but some, like strychnine, see page 90, also have a nasty irritant effect or poison the nerves into the bargain, so the poor poisoned person gets double the trouble. Big problems for little animals. But the way a poison works doesn't just depend on what poison it is. The amount of poison you've taken is also vital. Or to be more exact, how much you've taken compared to your size. If you wanted to poison an elephant with a poison bun, you might need a bun the size of a football. But you can murder a mouse with a bun no bigger than a sugar lump. And to prove this point, the Countess set up an evil experiment involving M.I. Gutsatch, an over-friendly fly, and a container of fly spray. I have rigged the fly spray so it sprays backwards. Hee hee, psst, irk. Fortunately, Gutsatch isn't killed. Although he's hit by enough fly spray to kill a fly, he weighs 100,000 times more than a fly, so it would take 100,000 times more poison to finish him off. The body strikes back. And now we've sorted out how poisons can affect the body. Let's check out how the body defends itself. Can't protect itself at all? Well, you bet. You'll be pleased to know the body's got a few secret plans. Top secret body defense plans. Don't let a poisoner see this on pain of death. Message from the brain to all body bits. It's death if we can't get rid of poison, so make sure you know our plans of action. Important warning. These plans only work with small amounts of not totally deadly poisons, such as antimony or arsenic. If there's lots of poison, our defenses will be overwhelmed. And if the poison's deadly enough to kill in minutes, there won't be time to go through all our plans. Go straight to Plan F. Plan A. The body eats or drinks some poison. The stomach and guts try to clear the poison by vomiting and diarrhea. If the poison gets from the guts into the blood, try Plan B. We can get rid of some poison straight away by weaning, and it might be worth giving Plan C a go. Plan C. Sweat the poison out through the skin. This plan is especially useful for poisons injected into the blood by snakes or spiders. Trouble is, if we sweat and wee too much, we'll be drying out and dying out. Looks like we could use some help, and luckily there's still Plan D. Plan D. The liver to the rescue. Yes, the liver can get rid of poisons if anything can. Well, let's hope so, because Plan E, or there isn't one. Plan F, panic! Now, I bet you'd love to read how your life-saving liver can rescue you from a painful poisoning peril. Well, here's your chance. Painful poison fact file. Name the life-saving liver. The basic facts, 1, your liver weighs as much as a bag and a half of sugar, about 1.5 kilograms, and snuggles under your ribs on the right side of your body. 2, the liver is like a sieve filtering your blood in just 5 minutes. It can filter all the blood in your body. In a year, it filters enough blood to fill 23 milk tankers. Delivery for Count Dracula. Blood. 3. With the liver's actors, vital chemicals you need to stay alive, such as vitamins, but it also filters out harmful poisons and treats them chemically to make them safer. 4. Some poisons are sent to the kidneys in the blood and got rid of in wee. Other poisons are checked out in digestive juice called bile. They end up in poo. So make sure you wash your hands properly. The painful details. 1. At any time, the liver can only deal with small amounts of a poison. Too much poison can be too much for the liver. Poisons that are especially dangerous for the liver include phosphorus and some mushroom poisons. 2. If the liver is damaged, it can't do its job. Waste chemicals that should go out in the bile turn the skin and eyeballs bright yellow. As Dr. Grimgrave says, if your eyeballs are yellow, you're not well-o. Groan. Remember how those lovely useful substances like water and sugar can be poisons if you take too much? Another too much of a good thing chemical is vitamin A. You can find vitamin A in fish, eggs, butter, milk, and carrots. And since it's stored in the liver, guess where else you can find it? The leg? Or the ears? My nose? That's right, in liver. Without the vital vitamin, you suffer from skin problems and poor eyesight in the dark. But if you have too much, it can kill. Australian explorer Douglas Mawson found this out the hard way. Here are the letters he might have written to his girlfriend. Liver or die. Antarctica, November 20th, 1912. Dear Paquita, so how is my darling? I'm fine. Right now I'm sitting in my snug tent with my good friends Mertz and Ninnis. It's great to think we are the first people ever to explore this corner of Antarctica. We're making good progress. We are here. Mind you, it's not easy. There's lots of crevices hidden under the snow. There are huge cracks in the ice hundreds of meters deep, so we'll have to tread carefully. I guess you won't be reading this letter until next year when we get back to Australia, and by then we'll be getting married. I can't wait. Lots of love. Douglas. Brr. Antarctica. December 13th, 1912. Dear Paquita, terrible news. Ninnis has fallen into one of those dreadful crevices. With Ninnis went the sledge, carrying most of our food and equipment and the dogs that were pulling the sledge. We spent the whole day calling into the crevice, listening for a faint cry for help. But we heard nothing. Ninnis must be dead. At least we've still got one sledge and its dogs. If we ration our remaining food, eat the dogs one by one, and feed the rest of the dogs on the bones, we might make it back to camp. Just. Here's hoping. Love, Douglas. P.S. Mert says, glad you're not here. Antarctica, January 1st, 1913. Dear Paquita, I wanted to write to you at Christmas, but I've not been feeling too good. We've been eating the dogs, and we're down to our last husky. Dog meat is vile, especially the paws, and maybe it doesn't agree with us. Mertz is even worse than me, but you'll be pleased to hear I'm giving them the best meat, the liver. Lots of love, Douglas. Yum, yum. I don't care where I am anymore. January 15th, 1913. Dear Paquita, perhaps the settle will be found on my frozen body. By January 6th, Mertz felt worse. We both had gut pains. Our skin peeled, our hair was dropping out, and our toes were numb from the cold. We were still 160 kilometers from safety, but Mertz had a fever and he couldn't go any further. The next day he died. I built a tomb of ice for my friend. My feet had lost their skin, so I put on extra socks. Every step hurt. In the next few days, I didn't know whether I was alive or dead, and I didn't care. I walk and walk. I don't know if I can walk much further. Love you forever, Douglas. Skin, not snow. Will we ever meet again? Antarctica, February 8th, 1913. Dear Paquita, you'll never guess what happened. Somehow I found my way to an ice cave where I knew some food was stored. Outside, a storm raged. I couldn't leave the cave even though the camp was just 8 kilometers away. At last, the storm cleared and I set off. I stumbled over a rise and saw the camp and the ship sailing away. I stared after it in horror. They've given up waiting, I thought. If they don't come back, I'm a dead man. I staggered into the empty camp. I gazed about me in despair, and that's when I saw the men who had stayed behind to wait. I looked so bad they didn't know who I was. When I looked in the mirror, I didn't know who I was either. I look like a scruffy, skinny, smelly scarecrow. Worse, I'm as bald as an egg. See you soon. Love, Douglas. P.S. If you don't want to marry me anymore, I'll understand. Love you. The heroes return. I'll be delighted to know that Douglas Mawson and the other men were able to call the ship back by radio. He returned to Australia a hero, and Paquita still wanted to marry him. But what was the mystery illness that killed Mertz and almost destroyed Mawson? Although no one knew it at the time, they had been poisoned by liver. The dogs were Arctic huskies. Like most Arctic animals, they store huge amounts of vitamin A in their livers, enough to cause gut pain, sickness, skin, and hair loss if you ate it. Easily enough to kill a man. Douglas Mawson was the lucky one. He lived because he didn't eat too much liver, and at least his story had a happy ending, unlike the terrible tales in the next chapter. The gory story of poison. If there's one thing more scary than poison, it's a horrible human armed with a poison. Here are some painful tales of how people have used poison. Thousands of years ago, and no one knows quite when, humans learned to use poisons for weapons. Native peoples as far apart as Japan, South Africa, and South America used poisoned weapons for hunting. The ancient Greeks knew about poisoned arrows and how poison can get through the skin. In one of the legends about Hercules, the Greek superhero and strong man gets killed by a poisoned vest. The Roman poet Ovid put it a bit more bloodily. Whenever he plucks the vest, the skin he tears, the mangled muscles and the huge bones he bears, as the red iron hisses in the flood, so boils the venom in his curdling blood. What a great poem! Why not read it in an English class and watch your teacher run out of the room with her hand over her mouth? By the way, venom is a poison made by an animal. Understandably, Hercules decided the only way to stop the pain was to burn himself alive, which he did with the aid of a friend. But all wasn't lost, because the gods let him into heaven where he married a goddess. So that's all right, then. Although the story of Hercules is just a story, the ancient Greeks and Romans knew lots about how to poison people. Here's just one case from thousands. Poison murder case file. Victim's name. Agathocles. Job, king of Syracuse. Date, 289 BC. Place, Sicily. Poisoned by his grandson. How poisoned? He was using the pointy tip of a feather to clean bits of food from between his teeth. But the king's wicked grandson had dipped the feather in poison. The poison stopped the king from moving. It might have been a type of nerve poison. Everyone thought the king was dead, so he was given a traditional ancient Greek funeral. His body was burned. But he was still alive. In those early days, the most deadly poisons often came from plants. One popular plant poison was hemlock. In 399 BC, Greek philosopher teacher Socrates, 469 to 399 BC, was sentenced to drink hemlock for corrupting the youth of Athens. The poison seemed to creep up his body, as his pupil Plato recalled. The teacher lay down. The man with the poison squeezed his foot. Socrates said he felt nothing. He said that when the poison reached his heart, he would be gone. But all the time he was awake and his thoughts remained clear. Perhaps that's the cruelest thing about hemlock poisoning. Bet you never knew. There's no point in daydreaming that your teacher will drink poison. No, it's already happened. In 1928, Hungarian teacher Leo Bruck was teaching his pupils about the death of Socrates. To show what happened, he drank some poison and died. While we all like teachers who liven up lessons, this could be going a bit too far. Poisons were often used to bump off important people. In 16th century, Italy poisoning was so common that some people killed people for a living. Poison murder case file. Victim's name, Bianca Capello. Job, prisoner. Poisoner. Date, 16th century. Place, Florence, Italy. Poisoned by herself. How poisoned? She was trying to poison Cardinal Ferdinand with a rather tempting poison tart. But the clever cardinal swished the sweets, and Bianca bumped herself off by mistake. By Bianca's time, poisons had even become fashion items. We'll be back after the commercial break. Don't go away.